My mother was a visionary. We were the first black family moving to Cobble Hill, Brooklyn. My mother said she got tired of paying rent and she said, let's buy a home. My parents, we bought our brownstone in Fort Greene in 1969. You know how much? $40,000. You know how much homes are going to Fort Greene? You go to Fort Greene today, it's unrecognizable. Bed-Stuy, Do or Die, Harlem, Lower East Side. D.C.'s not Chocolate City no more. Here's the thing about gentrification. I've said this more. This won't be the first time people might be hearing this. The upside of gentrification, more police presence, better public schools. The garbage can be picked up. But there's a downside. I'm not going to make a generalization, but in many cases, when people move in, they have this Christopher Columbus syndrome, which I talked about in Nelson George's film documentary. There's a great tradition, heritage in Harlem, in Fort Greene and Bed-Stuy. You just can't come in like blowing up the spot like you've been there forever. My father's a jazz musician, a great jazz musician, Bill Lee. He did the scores for She's Gotta Have It, School Days, Do the Right Thing, Mo Better Blues. He's been playing music at his home, at our home, since 1969. Now, some neighbor moved in. They're calling the cops, my father, saying he's playing his music too loud. That's some bullshit. Mount Morris Park in Harlem. For years, these brothers have played African drums on Sunday morning. Now, they're gone. That's disrespectful. And I'm just using my father's example, but no one has ever complained since 1969 about my father playing his jazz music. Now this new person moves in. They're calling the cops. The cops laugh at them. That's Bill Lee, it's all right. My father says, they're lucky they moved next door to hear the music. So it's that type of attitude. And that's not making good neighbors. That's not coming in the neighborhood, being humble.